If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
End of the show. Pretty good intro, me.
Hi there, and welcome to the end of the show.
It's Gregor's end of the show.
Hi, I'm Gregor. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm the host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. I do Nerd Talk. We got the full 90 Extra Time podcast back this week. I'm ready to make some silly jokes. I spent all weekend driving around listening to a band that defined the 90s and 2000s. They're called Tool. And I hadn't really listened to a lot of Tool until just like the last couple weeks. Well, I spent all weekend when I was just by myself driving, listening to it. And, you know, I've gone through a lot of phases of liking different types of music. But sometimes you need some fresh ears to go back and appreciate something when it's not quite as big as it used to be. Or maybe not as mainstream. And my God, Danny Carey is the best freaking drummer in the entire planet. It's not because he, like, the skill that he demonstrates or whatever. It's the writing. Never is it, like, a big cliche, like, rock moment where he do-da-do-da-da. Like, it's never that. It's always so much more complicated, complex, and satisfying. I could never, like, air drum along to any of their songs because it's impossible. And then you think about how Maynard never really, like, growls or screams or anything, like a lot of the other modern metal that I love. Like, I love the band Isis. The band, not the terrorist organization. How dare you? But that's all growling and kind of bad singing. Bad in a good way. Maybe you don't know. Maynard's voice is incredible. I'm just saying that if you were ever a fan of, like, heavy rock and roll music, it's going to be harder to find a better album than Inema. Anima. I never know how to pronounce that. So I spent all weekend cruising around, blasting that in my car. Oh, boy. It was raining, at least, so I heard it to myself, and people that rolled up next to me heard, like, me singing along like an idiot. That's the best. I hope your weekend was great. Had the French Grand Prix. Boring! You have all these new Netflix fans, and then you have boring racing. I went to a karate class. Oh boy, you know, workout class, the big fear is always the dreaded workout fart. Well, I experienced not one, but two karate farts. Oh my God, so embarrassing. Not enough for anyone to like really notice, but still, you notice when you do it. Not good. Something I missed from Friday afternoon. It happened after I was off the air, and I try not to spend the whole weekend on the internet, just a portion of it. There was some news about the Showbox. Not a good step either.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Everyone hoping to save the Showbox, hashtag save the Showbox, was dealt a big blow on Friday when a judge ruled that the city council's move to protect the historic venue as part of the already safe Pike Place Market was done without due process. I don't understand the legal stuff. That evidently is bad. A Canadian developer looks to build a 44-unit condo building or something in its place. Imagine imagine in 50 years when Seattle isn't known for music anymore? Oh, you're from Seattle? Oh, great condos, real nice view, way up above the heroin and meth problems of the street. You barely even have to see it. There's a new trendy thing to buy at the Pike Place Market. Pieces of the viaduct rubble turned into art or jewelry. Oh, it's quite chic. That concrete, very industrial. Mine has a piece of rebar poking into my neck. Oh, that's real nice. And finally, fireworks in Washington and Oregon legally went on sale yesterday. Congrats to my neighbors and their big pink stand being useful again after 11 months of just being a spider box. Apologies to all the dogs who think that Satan is walking the earth raining fire.
You just got news.
Just got done telling my wife how I was trying to limit the length of this segment.
Hey, Gregor. I'm Alex from Paul's Boat. Did the Mariners win?
Yeah! By just saying yes or no and then moving on. But then today, I immediately went on and on because the Mariners won two series back-to-back against terrible teams, mind you. But oftentimes, a team that doesn't really make its mark the way you want it to plays to the opposition. So when they play a bad team, they play badly, and when they play a good team, they play well. The Mariners this year played great at first and then terrible against everybody. So to see them beat the bad teams, if they can get some wins against some of the good teams, it'll at least be progress in the right direction. I mean, the season has got to be pretty much over for the team. They're so far out of contention. But building on that, right? I don't, whatever. What? Here.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's more like it. I had noticed this like a few weeks ago when they were making the announcements about what was going to happen, but I did not realize, I guess I just didn't like realize the hilarious gravity of the new boss of Nintendo America having the most Nintendo name ever.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Look, I feel like we should address that the new boss at Nintendo is a guy called Doug Bowser. Like the primary enemy to Super Mario. If he doesn't have a cat named Princess Peach, for shame, Doug Bowser. I hear they're moving the American headquarters to an underground castle full of lava. Just a coincidence. The nerds at SpaceX are shooting a whole bunch of dead people into orbit tonight. Still can't get the living up there, so... Yeah, for about $5,000, you could have gotten 7 grams of old Graham shot into space. What is 7 grams even like? What is... We don't do metric. What does that even mean? Well, 7 grams is about the weight of a ketchup packet. R.I.P. Grandma. Enjoy your time as a space condiment.
It's time for NASA news.
NASA's Curiosity rover sent back some exciting science to Earth. It recorded significant amounts of gaseous methane, usually indicative of life. Here, I'll translate. Mars farts could mean there's junk living on our red neighbor. Ooh, like space cows? Sure, space cows.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I've had the giggles all day today. It's been a lot of fun. I hope that your Monday is starting great or whenever you listen to this on internet time. And thanks for joining me. This is really cool. If you could tell a friend about it or leave a comment or download, subscribe, whatever all the commands are that people ask, I'd be grateful. It's purely because I want to have fun goofing off with you. It's that simple.
End of the show. Add a sound effect to make it deeper.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.